This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. I'm Sydney Stell with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. A Colorado Springs murder suspect on the run for more than a year is behind bars now. Billy Joe Torres Jr. is the man suspected of killing a mother of three, Samantha Morgan, in late May of last year. Police issued an arrest warrant for Torres Jr. back in June of this year. They've tried to find Torres Jr. ever since. According to court documents, Torres Jr. shot Morgan after a drug deal gone bad while she sat in a car with several other people back in May of last year. Tonight, he is in the El Paso County Jail with no bond. He's expected to appear in court next week. And a CSPD officer saw a motorcycle lying in the middle of the road early this morning. Turns out, as the officer was approaching Acacia Drive, they noticed that motorcycle had actually crashed. That officer found two people unresponsive not far from the accident. One person from the crash died at the scene. The other suffered life-threatening injuries. The crash closed Union between Templeton Gap and Austin Bluffs Parkway this morning. The State Fair kicked off Friday. It will run through September 6th. Events at the fair include concerts, rodeos, and monster trucks. And you can't forget some free fun for the whole family, illusionists, petting zoos, and circus stunts as well. Some of your favorite events are returning this year, like the slopper eating contest. That's just 1 week away. Fair officials do recommend masking up indoors while you're at the fair, regardless of your vaccination status. And five Colorado Springs firefighters just arrived in Louisiana to help with the impacts of Hurricane Ida. It's one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States. The effort to send local firefighters there is part of Colorado Task Force 1. In the past, that task force has sent local firefighters to other major disasters all across the country. Other disasters like Hurricane Katrina, the Colorado floods in 2013, and 9/11's Ground Zero. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Sydney Stell. Have a great Sunday.
A couple isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this evening in Colorado Springs as the precipitation works its way off the Rampart Range and Palmer Divide. Then the winds will calm down after midnight, turning mostly clear with temps down to 57 degrees in Colorado Springs, 59 in Pueblo. For our Monday, warming right back up. We'll get into the low 90s for El Paso County, 96 in Pueblo. Staying hot and dry through our midweek forecast, then cooling back off with more rain chances on Thursday. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.